Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Extra, extra.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly. Jordan Mailata Show coming up at 6 should be an interesting one with Jordan Elliott, myself, and the Players Lounge. Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliott, and this week's guest, Tanner McKee, Jack's QB1. Tanner McKee.
You got to keep Fritz away from it.
Yeah.
We're all a little curious.
This segment sponsored by NJM Insurance. All right, so the game is 3 days old, but the two-point conversion decision was a hotly contested decision. So the Eagles at that point are down 15 points, mm-hmm. need two touchdowns. In one of the two touchdowns, if they would score at that point, they would in at least one of those two scenarios, if they only had two possessions, they would need to get 8 points. The Eagles decide to go for the two-point conversion on the first one. They fail. Ike, I assume you would have just gone for one there.
Yeah, no, I want to hear why that was the right decision.
Do you really?
Yes.
Okay. So,
because 90% of us are on the same side of this thing.
Okay,
yeah,
that's fine.
And that's on the side of kick the extra point.
Now, you know that I am comfortable being the 10%.
Of course you are. Okay. That's why I assume that's where you are.
You live in the 10%.
I live in the 10%.
Yeah.
So while I understand the agreement, the desire to go for one, the reason you go for two is you need to get to in at least one of those possessions. If you don't get to in the final possession, you probably don't have any time to do anything about it. So if you go for two in the first one, if you get it, great. If you don't get it, at least you have 3 or 4 minutes to try to strategize for how you're going to play the rest of the game. If you don't get to in the final possession, if you leave it for then, you have no recourse. So the reason to go for two the first time is because at least you are presented with a chance to get two onside kicks if that's what you need to do, or get one onside kick. If it just happens in the final possession, you do it there, you have no opportunity to do anything. So that Assuming all the time is gone, yes.
Right.
Preparing for that scenario. And I do think the other thing is it is kind of funny to me that everyone just assumes you're going to get two if you go for it the second time, but everybody just assumes you won't get two if you go for it the first time, where you've just scored, the offense has just looked good, maybe you have some rhythm, like going for it then. So that is the reason to go for it. I agree with it. Do you want to present the case to just kick it?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's obvious. You give yourself a little hope with that final possession of something to actually fight for. So what the analytics numbers, and I'm not saying that's what you use, but I know a lot of people used those numbers to say to justify why you would go for it there. It doesn't account for the human element of what that does from a deflating standpoint.
If you don't get it.
If you don't get the 2 points there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Onside kicks are already almost impossible to get.
In the current NFL, they're very difficult.
Yeah. Yes.
I think 3% of them or something are
I actually saw one yesterday because Miami messed around and the ball hit off one of the players' shin. And New Orleans got the ball.
Is that how they didn't cover? I thought I had that covered.
Yeah.
That was one of my
That was actually a crazy ending to that game because New Orleans could have actually tied it up. Miami picked it off on a two-point conversion and ran it back for
points. And that's where the 2 points came from.
Yes, that's where the extra 2 points came in. But I would have done that just so that I know it's an eight-point game. And I believe from a morale standpoint and a sort of momentum standpoint – that defense may go out there thinking, we just need to get a stop. We need to get a three and out, get the ball back to our offense. And to your point about if they don't get it there, well, you can get the ball back. Now you have to score quickly and then try to get the onside kick. So either way, if you don't get it, you're going to need that onside kick.
Yes, unless this would be, I guess this is the way that I would look at it in that situation. Mm-hmm. If I get the seven and I get the ball again and I'm trying to score at the end there, mm-hmm. what I'm probably trying to do is not give the other team a chance to get the ball back. So I'm probably playing that to be the end of the game, mm-hmm. would be my guess. So
sure.
So the opportunity to get the onside kick after that, that seems less likely to mm-hmm. me. Now, look, if you don't get the 2 points, whenever you don't get them, their chances of winning the game were very slim.
We're
very slim anyway.
Yep.
This is a team that couldn't score any touchdowns, that all of a sudden have to score 2 touchdowns in 4 minutes,
right.
You know, is tough anyway. But that is and Jack, I assume you are on the just kick the one as well.
Well, yeah. They had what? It would have been 4 timeouts, essentially, because they had a two-minute warning.
The two-minute warning.
And they had 3 timeouts.
Okay.
Well, it's just like I would trust their ability to get a stop in that situation.
Yes, but you need a stop anyway.
Yeah, but I hate the idea of just ending the game.
They
just
it didn't end the game, but if you got 2 points, it wouldn't have just ended the game.
Yeah, but they just ended the game there.
He's saying would have been a 9-point lead. That essentially ended the game.
But you know, if you don't get the two in the last possession, that ends the game too.
I want to make the other team sweat a little bit. Like
you could also put pressure on them, yes.
To have to make plays at the end of the game. And the Eagles have shown an ability to win games late. They do have
Goddard and AJ were open in the 2-point conversion, and QB1 should have thrown the damn ball, and we would have gotten the 2 points anyway.
But it didn't happen.
Yes, it didn't happen.
like all of those things. I'm not saying it was a bad play call. I'm just saying for an offense that struggles to execute, you're putting a lot of faith that that's going to happen on the 2-point conversion as well.
Yes, you're just putting the faith in it on a later 2-point conversion.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. All right, we got through
it. I think we just more or less look at it that we wish that last possession would have been a 1-possession game versus it being a 2-possession.
The one thing I can't account for, and there's no numbers for it, you're the only one of the three of us that played in the NFL and could know how it felt. I can't account for how it feels. I have no idea. You know, everyone who's talking about the morale on the sideline, most people talking about that have not been there.
Been in that situation,
so they don't
sure.
know what the morale is going to be, whether it is good, bad, or indifferent. I have no idea.
I'm going to tell you why.
From a strategy standpoint, going for two first seems like the right thing to do to me.
I believe the morale was deflated. Look at the possession Chicago had. They picked up the first downs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we couldn't get the ball back.
Right.
I don't even know, did we ever get the ball back? They ran the clock out, right? Or did we get it back? Oh, that's right. They wound up having to punt.
It was
like a minute left or something like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. They got, I think they got
Caleb
two first
picked
downs.
Up the first down with the run.
He did.
To the left side.
To the left
side.
Yeah.
Also, I don't know, the offense didn't look ready to go either. I thought they might have been caught off guard by going for two there as well. It didn't look like it.
Well,
it didn't look like that was the plan, I guess. So it looked, yeah, it looked it was rushed.
And I'm sure Nick will be asked about it. So Sirianni was asked about it after the game. We will bring you Sirianni talking. He is talking for the first time since Friday.
Yeah.
We will bring that to you live.
You better have all the answers, Spike.
And hopefully there better be some good questions in there. I just want to put a little pressure on our Eagles Insider of the Year candidates.
No more time for, God, Nick, you just win all the time.
Yeah,
how do you do that? Yeah.
How do you do that? How do you do so much winning?
Yeah.
Nick, how do you do the winning?
It's so amazing. You guys don't turn the ball over, you win all the time.
Yeah. Nick, you turn the ball over now. How do you... What were you doing before to not turn the ball over?
Is the greatest trick this team's ever pulled on this city the idea that all you have to do is not turn the ball over?
I'm going to tell you, since you guys brought up turnovers,
might
have been the singular worst play in the game was fumbling.
The tush push. That was rough.
We had just got a big interception from Jalix Hunt.
That was 58 making a play.
Two nice runs by Saquon to get it to third and one. And we fumbled.
And that's what we all want him to do. We all want him to run the tush push there.
Yeah. You can blame that on Ike.
We fumbled the tush push.
You can blame that. You can blame the long tush push on Ike.
Man, that was.
You had third and two the week before you wanted two tush pushes.
I did. And they said, all right, Ike, here you go.
Yeah. Here, Dan, take it.
All right.
Man.
There's your tush pusher.
That was bad.
It's a Let It Out Monday on the WIP Afternoon Show. Whatever, if you think they're dead, if you want to blame Petula, if you want to blame Sirianni, Jalen, whatever you want. 215-592-9494. Speaking of Sirianni, he will speak in the next 20 minutes, and we will bring that for you as well. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Of course, it is Cyber Monday. Chickies and Pete's double bonus days. You get two $10 bonus cards for every $50 you spend on gift cards at Chickies and Pete's. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
The FanDuel Sportsbook app in partnership with Valley Forge Casino is your home for all your favorite NFL bets. From yards to touchdowns to who will win, with FanDuel, any play can be the play of the game. Tonight, FanDuel is giving all customers a 30% profit boost token. That's right, you can get in on the action with a 30% profit boost token this Monday night. So make FanDuel your go-to app for any snap. Just visit FanDuel.com/Ike to bet on the game. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.